Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 122, and today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. So I wasn't really necessarily expecting to do an episode today, after having done one yesterday, but I thought it was kind of an interesting... This morning when Apple announced WWDC, some of the details and the way they're approaching it, it seemed like a good thing to get a show out, talk about it, and to hopefully help people kind of navigate a little bit of what's going on, what it might mean, having gone to quite a few WWDCs. I'm by no means one of the crazy veterans you'll meet who's been doing it, you know, since way back in the day when they used to go to Cupertino for the Bash every year and like all these kinds of things. I've been there, I think, since... It's funny, I remember them more by the iPhone that was announced, and it was the 3GS, if I remember right. But I think it was 2009, was my first WWDC. So I've been going for a while, largely since the App Store, since iOS, since I started making my living in this way. You know, WWDC became a big deal, a big part of what I do. And so it's an important thing for me to go in many ways, and so it's something that I think I give a lot of thought to. So basically this morning, rather than announcing that tickets were going to go on sale, which a lot of people expected would be happening this morning, instead Apple announced the dates for the event, which starts, I think it's June 10th to 14th, in San Francisco at the Moscone Center, just like has been in previous years. And instead of announcing tickets when they announced that, they instead announced that tickets will be going on sale tomorrow, Thursday morning, Pacific Coast time. So you have to work that. I think it's 10 a.m. Pacific, which obviously you have to work out into your own time zone. For me, it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon that I'll be frantically trying to get a ticket. And I think that's an interesting approach. It's a change that last year especially, there was a lot of upset people and a lot of discussion about the fairness, about the what's the best way to approach this, about what's the best way for Apple to distribute tickets, when you can imagine that they probably have something like, I think the usual estimate is about 5,000 people who can attend WWDC, which is limited probably mostly by the venue and the style of event they want to do. So you look at the problem of tickets, and you can imagine a variety of different ways to solve it. You know, there's the simple one of you could just expand the number of attendees, you know, go to a bigger venue. Moscone West is a pretty big place, but it's not as big as even Moscone South or North. You know, these huge convention center style events, you know, where you could have, you know, thousands of people in each session. I think Apple is, rightfully so, resistant to that type of thing. And I would hope it's because of the kind of things that does to the event in terms of their ability to really execute well on for the attendees. You just kind of end up with tremendous lines, tremendous problems in terms of logistics and issues that having a slightly smaller, you know, 5,000 people isn't small by any means, but it's something that is much more manageable, I think. And I generally like that. I don't really think they should expand the conference out too much, and kind of it'll get a bit unwieldy. They could raise the price. A lot of people say, well, and just sort of let that take care of it. I'm not really a huge fan of that. I mean, the ticket's about $1,600, I think, which is by no means inexpensive. I think it's enough to kind of keep people out who are just kind of whimsically interested in it. You know, it's not the kind of thing, if it was $20, a lot of people would be like, oh, sure, whatever, let me just get a ticket. You know, at $1,600, you're invested in what you're doing. You're interested in it enough that you're obviously going to put that down. But I think if they made that ticket $10,000, it starts to create a very strange and distorted view of the developer community who are able to get in and be able to take part in a lot of the learning, a lot of the experience that going to WWDC is. And so I'd rather them not do that. And I think where they are is about right. If actually wish they'd pull the ticket price down a little bit. Probably not too much more, maybe $1,000, $999, something like that. I think it'd be a bunch more – it just would feel a bit more attainable, I think, for a lot of people starting out, who the kind of people who listen to my show. There's something that I think would be a little bit better about that. But generally, otherwise what you're left with are mitigation strategies. You know, if you can't really add more people, or you can't really reduce the number of people who want to go, you can do a lot of mitigation strategies. And I got to compliment Apple on this. It sounds like they're really doing everything they can on that side, which is encouraging. It sounds like this year they're going to do videos released during the conference, they say. It's a very kind of vague statement, but on the website they say videos for the conference will be released, you know, during the conference, which my guess means, you know, they're kind of go As they record the sessions live, they're going to be then immediately taken off to, you know, a room full of Mac Pros, where they'll be sit there and edited and tweaked and polished and gotten ready, and then, you know, just shipped out as soon as they can. I think it's definitely a welcome change in terms of they're really shifting that value of going to the conference as being the first place you can get this information, the new APIs, the new discussion about what, you know, what Apple is doing. They're taking it away from being this kind of special insider thing and making it that anybody with a developer account can go in and get it pretty much right away. You know, maybe it'll be delayed a day, maybe it'll be delayed a couple of days, but it's not going to be this kind of thing. Last year, it was, I think, a week later, which was very good. It sounds like this time they're going to try and squeeze that down even more. I don't think it'll ever go live, you know, in terms of actually broadcast out live, which I think makes perfect sense. I don't think live video for something like this really adds anything, maybe for a keynote where you're making big announcements, but for an API and things, really what you want is it to be polished and clean and make sure that it's not, you know, if like in the middle of the presentation, the, you know, computer goes bad or something like that, and they have to, you know, spend a lot of time getting it fixed, it's nice that that's not part of what you're showing to the world. And so I definitely think it makes sense to have a, you know, have the close to but not real time feedback. And otherwise, that's kind of what they're doing. And then they're also announcing the tickets, obviously, at a particular time and a particular day. And then we'll kind of have this mad rush to go and try and get a ticket. And I'll be doing that, you know, tomorrow afternoon, working on different strategies and approaches. You know, where can I get the best network latency? Where can I have the most options available to me in terms of machines in case something goes wrong or something fails? And we'll just see what happens. It's a bit of a insane thing to think of, to try and imagine how many people are as fanatical about this kind of thing as I am. I was talking to my wife this morning about how kind of just crazy it was. And I mean, in terms of the amount of time and effort and thought that I've had about, you know, wanting to go to WWDC this year. And I was trying to think, you know, say there's about 5,000 people who go to this. That's sort of the number that's bandied around. It's like, how many people in the world are as crazy as I am? In this way. And my guess is it's probably not 5,000 people, but there's probably a fair few who will be out there tomorrow trying to get a ticket for themselves, for their business, those types of things. So if you are interested in getting a ticket, that's really the way to do it. Tomorrow you have to be sitting in front of a computer going to, you know, developer.apple.com/WWDC/tickets and frantically refreshing, and then, you know, as fast as you can, trying to enter in your information, trying to book a ticket. I will say that the one eligibility criteria, which I think is the same as it was last year, is you have to have an active Apple developer account, either for the Mac or iOS app stores. And that had to have been in effect prior to this morning. So if you don't have one of those, you can't get one now, which I think is a reasonable prohibition, but something that they're a policy that they announced. And then you'll just go and you'll fight and we'll see what happens. Now, I'll be going to San Francisco either way. And this is something that I just wanted to talk to briefly in terms of there's always a lot of back and forth about ticketless WWDC, going out to San Francisco when there's not without a ticket, either because you can't afford one in the sense of, you know, paying the extra $1,600 or even just, you know, having to pay a few extra nights of hotel because you want to stay the whole week because you have a ticket, those types of things. If it's, you know, financially constrained, you don't want to take a ticket from someone else. I've often heard from a lot of people who do more project management, marketing, those types of activities who, you know, choose not to get a ticket even if they could because they'd rather, you know, so sort of it's like it's nice to give that to a developer, someone, your software developer, designer, someone who really can benefit from going in a way that is different if that's not really, you know, if you're not on the front lines of that. And generally speaking, I'd say it's a good idea. It's something that, like I said, I've already booked my plane ticket, my hotel. I'll be out there no matter what. If I get a ticket, awesome. If I don't, well, I'll be out there and have a lot more free time. But why I'm out there is because I really enjoy meeting and talking to people in the community. And it's a very rare thing. WWDC is one of the few events, I think really honestly the only event, where I would say everybody tries to make it, or at least thinks strongly about going. And that's just awesome. The kind of people and the people interactions that you can have are kind of unique in that way. And so it has nothing to do with the conference itself. It just is that it's this sort of this that has such a strong pull for all the different people in our community and the people who do what we do to all be in one place at the same time. And it's just amazing the kind of chance encounters you can have, the people you can meet, conversations you can have. And honestly, the biggest part of going to WWDC for me every year has less to do with necessarily what I learn, but the way that I feel when I leave it. It's a very, very motivating, encouraging, kind of exciting thing. And it's kind of nice to go in and kind of plug in and get recharged about what I'm doing, about enjoying, you know, software development, thinking about ideas, thinking about what it is we're doing, what's coming next, and all these types of of details are really just an encouraging and awesome part of going out to San Francisco every June and spending time there. So generally, I'd encourage you. It's certainly a tricky thing if you're on the West Coast, you know, and maybe if you live in LA or something like that, and it's an easy thing for you to get to. By all means, do. Like I said, I'm doing it either way, and I know a lot of people who do. It's definitely tricky in that regard, but I definitely recommend the. You know, it's a hard thing to pass up the opportunity to be in the same place as a lot of really interesting people on a regular, you know, for such a focused period of time where that's what everybody's thinking about and talking about. So it's a lot of fun, and like I said, I hope I get a ticket. If I don't, I'll still be out there. A few other minor things that I just wanted to mention briefly. One is the Apple Design Awards, which is every year Apple goes, you know, gives out these little glowing gray cubes to apps that they think are especially awesome or especially kind of pushing the platform forward. There's a deadline for if you want your app considered for those. They need to be in the App Store by May 6th. And I just mentioned that in terms of if you have something that you're trying to push out and it's going to be soon, just something to keep in mind. I don't want to go crazy about that, obviously. You know, getting a design award is a very rare and unique thing, and so it's not the kind of thing that you can really drive for directly. But it's something that if you're thinking about, that's the cutoff for this year. So you've got about 2 weeks, a little under 2 weeks to get that done. So, and that has to be approved and in the store at that point. So obviously it's not about submitting it. It has to actually be in the store. And something else I wanted to mention, too, is make sure that you're aware of the student scholarship. I know there's a lot of people who listen to Developing Perspective who are students or people sorting it out. And Apple has a program to give, I think it's 150 scholarship tickets to students part-time or full-time. And the goal of that is to try and obviously make it able for people to go to WWDC who financially may not be able to otherwise. You know, it's not what you do professionally, and so it's much more complicated to, you know, pay $1,600 and fly it and go out to San Francisco. I don't think they pay any of your expenses, but I believe it's just, you know, it's a ticket. And if that's something you're interested in, I think it opens up this Friday or something like that on April 29th, and closes it on May 2nd. And I actually kind of like what they're doing this year. The student scholarship program looks like it's fairly intensive in the sense of it's about, you know, submitting an Xcode project of something you've done and talking about exactly what your experience is, what you do, and to kind of, you know, sell yourself a little bit. If that's something that you're at all interested in, I highly recommend at least trying. You know, if you're excited about iOS development and you want an opportunity to, you know, kind of explore that, going to WWDC is a great way to get connected and grounded and excited about what you're doing. And so if you're a student, definitely recommend trying it. I mean, I think it's kind of fun. There's usually a student area. I knew somebody who was a student out there as a student last year, and they were talking about all the kind of interesting things they can do where, you know, there's a student-only area where often kind of interesting people were coming by. I think they were one guy was talking about how Tim Cook came in after the keynote and was in there just hanging out, talking to students. And I think there's a lot of special care and attention that Apple gives to students and people that are starting out in that way. And so it's kind of an exciting and fun thing. Obviously, who knows what it'll be this year, but just something I wanted to make sure you're aware of if you're a student and you're thinking about WWDC, but the cost is a little too much. Definitely think about the scholarship program. All right, those are the topics that I wanted to talk about briefly. Hopefully that was helpful and kind of giving you a sense about WWDC. I'll have a couple more posts, I'm sure, as we get closer to the actual conference, talking about what it's like in terms of the flow, what it's like in terms of the sessions. I think I'll probably dig up my WWDC manners guide and talk that through again. But otherwise, I hope you know, it's one of those funny things. There's a bit of a tragedy of a commons problem where, you know, it's like, I want everybody to get a ticket who wants a ticket, but I know that if that happens, I may not get one in that sense. And so I look forward to battling you all tomorrow, I suppose, with all my browsers and all my computers trying to get in and get a ticket. But otherwise, I hope you guys have a good week. Hope you get a ticket if you want one, and have some happy coding, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.